Hello.
Yeah, ma'am. Do you remember? This is Alex from eBay.
Yep.
Sorry for that, ma'am. The line got disconnected by mistake, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yep.
What exactly, ma'am? We are simply trying to generate a cancellation ID to canceling that charges, which is not made by you because this is a fraud order. So what we are trying to do, we are simply canceling that charges for you. Can you please confirm me, ma'am? Like, what can you see on your screen, ma'am? Can you please tell me?
So yeah, I can see any desk. Your address is 9315 Avenue.
It's your cancellation ID, ma'am. Do one thing, just take a piece of paper and just write it down that number very carefully. This is your cancellation ID, which I'm generating by you. Can you please confirm me that ID, ma'am? Slowly, slowly. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, I hear you. Just wait.
Can you please confirm me the ID slowly, slowly, one by one?
So address is 961
Yeah, yes.
799
Yeah. Yes.
620.
Okay. Have you written down that ID, ma'am? Have you written
Yes.
down that ID? Do one thing.
Yes.
Just below the ID, ma'am, do you see set password over there? There's an option called set password. What we
Yes.
are trying to do, ma'am, we are simply protect you to in future nobody can misusing your information. Click on the set password, click on the set password. And just scroll down little bit and just look at the bottom. There's an option called permission profile. Just scroll down little bit. There's an option called permission profile. Click on the permission profile. And once you will click on the permission profile, there is the option called fourth option, which is called unattended access. Click on the unattended access so we can blocking those all people who misusing your details. Have you clicked on the permission profile, ma'am? And have you clicked on the permission profile, ma'am?
Permission, yes.
Yeah, permission profile. This is the permission profile.
So there is a verification code.
No. What can you see, ma'am? Can you please confirm me?
Yes, admin, I have to little scroll down. There is a
Yeah.
permission option.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, this is a permission profile option. Do you see that permission profile?
So yes, the permission
Yeah.
option,
Click
yes.
on the permission profile, and there is the fourth option. There's the fourth option. Choose the fourth option, unattended access. Do you see there's an option called
Yes, I chose
unattended?
that.
Click on that. Click on that, unattended
Yep.
access. And after that, do you see enable unattended access? There's a second option, which is enable unattended access. Do you see that?
Yes.
And click on the enable unattended access.
Yes.
All right. Now what can you see, ma'am?
There is a set password.
Yes, now we are providing you the password. You need to put the password over there. S, letter S, S as in Sam. All in lower case. All in small letter, right, ma'am? S as in Sam. S as in Sam.
Can you repeat it here?
It should be S as in Sam.
Sam, S.
Then E as in elephant, letter E. Then C as in Charlie, little C.
Sorry.
C, little C, C as in Charlie.
So it's SEC.
Yeah, then U as in umbrella, little U. Then E as in elephant, letter E.
So it's
It should be after U, you have to type there R as in Robert. R as in Robert. SECURE. Okay?
D.
No, it's SECURE. All right? Remove that word and type again. SECURE.
Yes.
Yeah, then number 1, number 2, number 3. And can you please tell me what you have typed here, ma'am? Can you please
So
confirm me?
it's secure 1, 2, 3.
Yes. And without putting password, without putting any space, in one word, all in lowercase, all in a small letter, okay?
Yes.
And there's an option called OK. There's an option called OK. Click on OK.
Okay. So
and once you click on OK.
Lowercase and 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, click on, 1, 2, 3, without putting a space, in one word, alright?
Yeah.
And give a click on OK. There's an option called OK. Do you see that, ma'am?
OK.
Yeah, and once you will click on OK, what can you see, ma'am?
So,
like, after click on OK, what can you see? Have you clicked on OK?
Yes.
Okay,
one,
after
two,
click
three.
On, yeah, 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Yeah, after click on OK, what can you see?
So there is a profile
unnecessary. Yes, there is an interactive action. There is an option called never show incoming session.
Which one?
Alright, do one thing. Do you see any option to just leave it as it is? We are providing the security warning. So in future, nobody can misusing your information. Do you see start now over there? There's an option called start now. So we can blocking those all transactions which is not made by you. Do you see start now? Give a click on start now. Do you see option called start now? Click on start now. Click on start now. And now what can you see? Can you please tell me, ma'am?
So after that, there's nothing showing on me yet.
Alright, press the back button.
There's nothing back button, there's a close.
Okay, close that.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And so, ma'am, as I told you, close that, go back to your home screen. Do you know, just press the home button and go back to your home screen. Press the home button and go back to your home screen.
Hmm.
Yeah, and can you please...
So, it's a connection established, eBay server,
you are connected to the eBay security server, where you can canceling that charges which is not made by you. As you know, there is some online hacker. They are trying to misusing your all details and they are make the order. So what we are going to do, we are blocking those all transactions and blocking those people who are misusing your details. Press the home button, ma'am. Press the home button. Go back to your home screen. Press the home button. Press the home button of your cell phone. This is the home button of your cell phone. Go back to your home screen.
Hmm?
Yeah. If any money was taken out from your account, ma'am, as I told you, there's a charge of $299. If any money was taken out from your account, so how do you check your banking statement? Do you do online banking or do you do paper statement, ma'am?
So I will do online.
You to simply check it if any money was taken out or not, because your transaction was on hold from the our end. You need to check it and let me know any money was charged from the eBay $299. You need to let me know, okay? So we can refund your money.
So I have to open eBay.
No. You check your banking statement. Like, how do you check your banking statement? Do you do online banking or do you do paper statement? Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, I'll check it.
Yeah. Alright, once you will check it and check it correctly, there is any charges. Check it correctly, there is any charges over there, $299. Just let me know so we can simply refund your money. And if not taking any charges, so it means that your transaction was on hold from the our server. Do one thing. What can you see, ma'am? Have you checked it?
Yes, there is no transaction like
this. Okay. Do one thing. Press the back button one more time. Press the back button. There is no transaction, right? Actually, why you cannot see that, ma'am? Like, there are some charges wasn't hired from the... And apart from, like, do you have the only one bank with you have? Do you have any other bank as well?
Pardon?
Do you have only one bank with you?
Yeah, I have only one bank here.
Alright, this is the only one bank. Because, ma'am, why you cannot see the charges? The charges was still on hold. That's the reason any point of time your money was taken out. So what we are going to do, we are going to simply re-canceling that charges, any money was debited from your account. Alright, do one thing, ma'am. Can you please tell me what can you see?
Yes, I can see I'll open that connection establishment.
All right. Press the home button. Go back to your home screen. Now, you need to understand, ma'am, what I'm going to do. I'm going to simply transfer that call to my one of my cancellation department of eBay. They are simply cancelling that charges which is not made by you. And don't worry about it. All right, ma'am? Just be on the line. I'm going to transfer that call. Just be on the line. All right, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just be on the line.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. Thank you so much for being on hold. Well, you're speaking to Gary. I'm one of the account officer from anti-fraud department. So how are you doing today?
Good. What about you?
I'm also doing good. Well, just now you're having a word with one of my representatives. I believe, like, he must explain you about the problems, right? Like, what's going on? Because an order has been placed, you know, on behalf of you without your knowledge. But you cannot see that order because it is on a ledger balance of your bank account. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to show you something. First of all, you just need to press your home button and open up your Google page. Go to your home screen and open up your Google page. And you see top where you see where you can type or search. Just remove that one and type over there, M for Mary. Make it empty and type M for Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Y for yellow.
Yeah.
And then give a space.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then give a space and then number one. Number one and then P for Peter. It's number one, ma'am. And then P for Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the second option will come up, like give a space.
Yep.
And you see my 1P address location. So just tap over there, my 1P address location. The second option just below that, I said, do you see any option, my 1P address location, ma'am? Just tap on it. My 1P address location. Hello? Can you hear me, ma'am?
Just hold for a second, please.
Okay, I will.
I just opened it up. Open, please.
Not about it.
See ya.
Hello.
Just hold for a second, please.
See ya.
Hello. 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 Hello.